Erwin McManus is a preacher in Los Angeles. And in the year 2000, he was in the Middle East on a trip. And he was getting to go around and see all these tourist locations. But he had a friend in Pakistan that knew he was coming, that lived there. And he asked, could you come and speak to a few of my buddies that happen to be Muslim fundamentalists? There'll just be about 10 of them. And he's like, okay, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, well, just talk about Christianity in America. So he goes there to this room, and there is over 100 Muslim fundamentalists. He said there was a volatility in the room that you can't understand unless you were actually in the room. Later on, he found out that some of them had brought weapons to this thing. And right before he goes up, the guy says, by the way, don't say anything about Jesus being God. That might not go over so well. So he says, go up and speak. So Erwin stands up, and he doesn't know what he's going to say. And all of a sudden, he opens his mouth, and he says, American Christianity is immoral. And they say, yes, amen, yes it is. And then he goes on to say, and American Christianity is materialistic. And they agree with that too, because to them, nation and religion are the same thing. To them, Christians produce playboys. And he goes on to say, but right now in America, there is a movement that is sweeping across the nation that is stamping out American Christianity. And they got excited. They were like, well, tell us about this movement. And he said, it was a movement that was started 2,000 years ago by a man named Jesus Christ, and it is advanced today by his sincere followers. And one of them stood up and started yelling really loud and harshly, and then Erwin McManus just realized he was speaking Arabic, and that's how you sound when you speak Arabic. And this guy asked him a question. He said, you keep speaking about this true gospel. What is this true gospel? And Erwin said, many years ago I met a girl named Kim. It's not the typical way your gospel starts out. And he said, as soon as I met this girl, I loved her, and I pursued her with my love. And when I was confident that my love had captured her, I asked her to be my bride, and she said no. So I pursued her longer and harder until finally I knew that my love had captured her, and I asked her again to marry me, and this time she said yes. But Erwin said, I could not have sent a friend, and I could not have sent an acquaintance. Because in matters of love, only the lover can convey the message. And that's the gospel. Isn't that the truth? That in matters of love, a friend, a prophet, God couldn't just drop a book down. But he had to come himself.